Well, there's a chill in the air, even some frost on the pumpkin in some parts of our listening area. And Mara Davis has converted her entire wardrobe over to flannel. It's that time of year. This is Steve Goss. It's time again for Mara's Music Mix, and you're looking very cozy and warm.
It's important that you mention that, because the first artist I want to talk about is a band that is not into touring in the summer as much anymore because it's so hot. The guys from Phish are actually focused on touring in the fall in the outdoor venues because the weather is a little bit better, and that makes a lot of sense because Phish is going to be headlining the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater coming up tonight and tomorrow night. They have a brand new studio album out called Big Boat.
Fair warning, you Phish fans, on the studio album there are actually a couple songs that are under 4 minutes. Oh my gosh.
What are you gonna do?
There's nothing sacred.
Well, good luck with that. That's Phish tonight and tomorrow night at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater at Encore Park.
City Winery. What a neat addition to Atlanta's music scene since they've opened one great artist after another.
Totally.
And Reckless Kelly is a great band that alternative country band is playing at City Winery also tonight.
Yeah, I really like this band, and mostly because they say they are not going to change or adjust their sound to meet the Nashville country standards. They're a Texas band, they're Texas country, and they have been around for a while. This is their 9th album they're supporting, called Sunset Motel. And it's hard to not love it when you first hear it. So that's why I think City Winery, again, perfect venue for this, because it's just, you want a great night out, hear some great country music. This is a band you want to see.
Yeah, and I think, when they first emerged a number of years ago, they were doing Americana music before that was even a genre, before people like you and me started identifying everybody as this. So, it's a band to see.
Yeah, and they're a Grammy-winning band, and certainly you don't have to really know a lot of their music to go into the show and love it. That's Reckless Kelly at City Winery tonight.
Scared to death, I thought I'd never see her face again. They said God was crying, so I guess.
Next artist, Steve, he's a singer, he's a songwriter, he's a rainbow lover, and he's a surfer. So if you like Jack Johnson, then of course you love Donovan Frankenreiter. And he's been around for a while making those island jams, man.
Is he a singer-songwriter who surfs, or is a surfer who's a singer? And I can tell you, I think he's a surfer first. And I used to surf, and surfing is an addiction. It's an addiction, believe me. And once you get into it, you can't shake it. And I shook it only by moving to the Midwest. And that's how I got it out of my system.
You were a surfer?
Yeah, in high school. If you saw me, I was into it.
Can you please dig out a photo of you from the surfing days so we can let that go viral?
Yeah, I had blonde hair. I was like...
I'm calling on this immediately. Because I actually think for the pledge drive, that could be a great way to get more money, is to see you on a surfboard. Steve Goss, host emeritus. Then this is a show for you. Maybe you and Donovan Frankenreiter can sort of like hang 10 together.
We'll shoot the curl together is what we'll do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's going to be a great show. I love the song Move By Yourself.
Don't stop doing what you believe in.
That's Donovan Frankenreiter at Vinyl tonight.
So when we talk about surf music, there's a guy playing at Eddie's Attic who's from Savannah, and our hearts go out to the folks who are still recovering from Hurricane Matthew that came through a couple weeks ago. But he self-describes his music as this, and I'm going to quote, island-infused drum and bass gospel ninja soul. And we know there are a lot of folks who are into that kind of music.
I think it kind of describes it great. I read the same thing. And then if you watch a video of Zach Deputy, he's one of these guys, I think Ed Sheeran is a master of that, who can beatbox and take sounds and then create a whole band with all of their equipment. And Zach Deputy...
He's a looper. Yeah,
and does that as well. So it's hard not to want to watch him. He does this terrific cover of The Police Walking on the Moon, which sounds almost, the song as a cover song is almost unrecognizable. So I can imagine seeing him in Eddie's Attic is a real feast for the eyes. He's just sitting behind a board of all these instruments and does looping magic. That's Zach Deputy at Eddie's Attic tonight. All right, so moving on to Saturday night. This is an artist from Seattle who, if you are into that blue-eyed soul sound, he's kind of like a modern-day Daryl Hall, I think. As a matter of fact, Daryl Hall's a big fan of Alan Stone. He's been on Live at Daryl's House, and he's kind of a hippie, but a preacher son, and it says Stevie Wonder is one of his biggest influences. So if you like all of these artists, then you should definitely go check him out.
You can hear Stevie Wonder in his voice. You close your eyes, you can hear him. He's really channeling Stevie Wonder in a lot of his songs. You know what I like also about his sound is the way he looks. He's got these old square eyeglasses, like from the 1980s, which are pretty cool.
Yeah, you look at Alan Stone and you're like, okay, this is a star. And again, great venue to see him. I love these people that they're booking at Cine Winery because it's like, whoa, you're in a small room to see Alan Stone. So definitely check that out. That's Alan Stone at Cine Winery on Saturday night. Trying to polish this bottle, this chain,
'cause I don't think twice. I don't know where to begin on this next artist. Bonnie Raitt, I remember seeing her at the Electric Ballroom not long after I moved to Atlanta, before Bonnie Raitt became big. And Bonnie Raitt, as you know, was around for many years, playing the smaller clubs, opening for acts, collaborating with a lot of people. And then all of a sudden, in the early 90s, that Nick of Time album came out, and everything changed. She's won 10 Grammys, and she is just, she's one of a kind. Just an amazing artist.
Well, the thing about Bonnie Raitt is, you always hear about these rock legends. You hear about Johnny Cash, Robert Plant, you go through the artists, and I get irritated because Bonnie Raitt is in that same category. Her slide guitar playing is unmatched. She has incredible stage presence. There's nobody like her. Everybody has respect for her. And she continues to tour. And she is mesmerizing to watch live because she's got this fantastic, mane of electric red hair with the gray streak. And she's a storyteller and is very, very humble about her success. I met her backstage when she was in town at Cobb Energy a few years ago. And I was like, I've interviewed you a couple times. She's like, yeah, isn't it great that we still have jobs? That's what Bonnie Raitt said. And you know what's funny about that is months later, that's when Dave FM ended. So it was so relevant. It was, but she is just so special and so cool. And she's got a new album out. So seeing her in the Fox Theater, don't miss it.
She was the first female musician to receive a Fender line of guitar, Fender Stratocaster. So, you talk about her prowess as a slide guitarist. Bonnie Raitt is just, you're right, she's one of a kind.
One of a kind.
Don't want to miss this show.
It's going to be a good one. And opening up the California Honey Drops, so get there early for them. That's Bonnie Raitt and the California Honey Drops at the Fox Theater on Saturday night. So Steve hears a band at the Earl called the Serotones, and you know when I get excited about an artist, I obsess over them, and I listen to them nonstop, and I feel like, there's some people that come through town where you just get them now before they blow up, and this is a band that you need to have on your radar. If you love Alabama Shakes, I feel it's not fair to completely compare them to the Alabama Shakes, but I think the Serotones have something really, really special. The lead guitarist, AJ Hines, we were talking about Bonnie Raitt, but this woman just brings it. And they're brand new. They're from Louisiana. They're just new on the scene. If you watch their NPR Tiny Desk concert, you'll be mesmerized.
Yeah, their new album, or the debut album, is Get Gone. And it is really, really good.
Yeah, they're pretty electric. She's actually tried to be in a bunch of different bands, and it finally clicked. So now is your chance to see this band before you start hearing about them. Like, I remember talking about the Alabama Shakes in this way. That's the Serotones at the Earl on Saturday night.
I think there's a trend, if I can use that word, in country music, especially female artists. There's some country singers who are coming up who are really breaking the mold and redefining country music, certainly a wing of it. And, you know, a lot of people think of country music as big hats and boots and fluffed up hair. But Lydia Lovelace ain't having none of that.
Lydia Lovelace, her new album is Real, by the way, and she's been described as Tammy Wynette meets The Replacements. That's what I've read about her.
Her father was a pastor and a bar owner.
Okay? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, and her dad and her sisters were a new wave band together. He was the drummer in her band for a while until she went off on her own. She's had quite an unusual upbringing.
That's Lydia Lovelace at Terminal West on Saturday night. Smith's Old Bar, a great place to rock out on a Saturday night. But this is a very fun new band called the Stoop Kids. And they're like rock, soul, hip-hop, surf, jazz. They're theatrical on stage. They're based in New Orleans, so obviously there's a lot of flavor that keeps them inspired. But I think they're a lot of fun.
They have great harmonies, too. Really diversely talented. I mean, these guys, the five guys in the band, can do anything. They all play, they all sing. You know, this is a band to watch. They're carving out their own niche.
I like that. And Smith's Old Bar, as you know, known for breaking so many new artists. I mean, this is just, we're overwhelmed with great music this weekend. So put this on your radar. Smith's Old Bar, Stoop Kids on Saturday night.
And to wrap up the weekend at Eddie's Attic, Liz Longley, who is, a really, really talented songwriter. She's won the John Lennon song competition. We've talked about people who have done that before. And I think when you win that, boy, that really says something.
There's something about how she can make a sad song, like, sound weightless and easy, and she's a really talented.
Her voice doesn't sound like Joni Mitchell, but the way she writes songs, I hear that she's very well-versed and poignant in the way she chooses her words. That's really, really unique.
That's Liz Longley, Sunday night at Eddie's Attic. Take, 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 take. I wanna be weightless on top of the world. I wanna be weightless. Don't wanna be anybody's lover, girl. I'm gonna be weightless.